on the phone with Muhammad Khan, a Minnesota Extension sugar beet specialist. Muhammad, we've had some recent cool weather, especially in northwestern Minnesota, where temps have fallen below freezing. Planting across the state for a variety of crops has been ahead of schedule. Are you aware of any damage to this year's sugar beet crop?
No, I kind of checked with the American Crystal Sugar Company. It reps in the northern part of the valley there and northwest part of Minnesota. And as far as I'm aware, we have been very lucky. The temperature went down in some areas to about probably 28 degrees Fahrenheit, but it was only for an hour. So sugar beet plants will typically be able to tolerate that low temperature for a short period of time. What was also helpful, our soils, they were very wet. And usually if you have a frost and it's wet, it's less damaging than if you have dry soils.
Talk about the planting season to this point. I generalize that things are ahead of normal, but could you be specific to the sugar beet crop and just where we're at compared to other years?
Yes, this was a very strange year for us. The majority of the crop was planted either by the end of April or at least the first week of May. Take, for example, last year, we were still planting until towards the end of May. So it has been early, and initially we didn't have enough moisture for some places to get germination and emergence. But moisture came later on, and the crop is up and about already. Typically, if the beets are in the cotyledonary stage, and if you plant a little bit, let's say, the latter part of April, early May, it will take maybe probably about 2 to 3 weeks, depending on soil temperature. The beets will start to emerge after the soil temperature reaches about 30 to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And the warmer it is, the faster it will emerge. If it's in the mid-30s, it will take about 3 weeks. If it's about 65 and higher, it will only take a week. So let's say you plant in April, late April or early May, you may still be waiting for emergence if it's a cool year. This year, it warmed up in late April, and all the beets are out and about. If the beets are usually in the cotyledonary stage, they tend to be able to tolerate a little bit more frost than if they are two-leaf stage. So we have right now beets that are a few areas maybe are cotyledonary, but a lot of them are probably two-leaf and four-leaf stage beets already. So those two-leaf beets especially are very susceptible to frost damage.
Where are the majority of sugar beet acres in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, right along the Red River from the Canadian border, I will say all the way to Moorhead and then going to the Wahpeton Factory District along there to Breckenridge. And then that's one concentrated area. Then you have to go all the way to southern Minnesota in the Renville, and surrounding areas there.
Aside from cool temperatures in the spring, what are some other potential threats for beets in the next few weeks? Are you concerned about weeds, diseases, insects?
Let's talk first about it's wet now. And if it remains cool, we should not be in too much of a problem with diseases. If it becomes warm, we just have to be keeping our fingers crossed. There's a disease called aphanomyces root rot. That can be more damaging if it's wet, you know, as it is now saturated and warm. We have another disease called rhizoctonia root rot. Most of our seeds now have a seed treatment which will give protection until the natural resistance of the plant kicks in. So the major one will be aphanomyces if it becomes warmer. In terms of weed, we've had a lot of rain now in the past week or so, and growers have not been able to go into start their weed control. So in the next week or two, as soon as it dries up, growers will need to get control of their weeds. Most areas, if they don't have issues with herbicide-resistant weeds, those will be easily taken care of with glyphosate. in some areas, especially in the southern Minnesota area and in the Mendat area. You have a few locations where they have some issues with some herbicide resistant wheat. Those areas, the growers will have to kind of target those weeds at the very earliest, because you want to target those weeds when they are small. They're more likely to be, you're more likely to be able to control those weeds when they're small and then they become larger.
Nothing really to worry about insect-wise at this point?
No, the areas where you have to worry about insects will be more or less in the northern part of the valley, very close to Canada, in that Cavalier, St. Thomas area, more or less in the North Dakota side where they have root maggots. Those growers, they will get a text message when the maggots will start to emerge, when the fly population will become very high, when they will peak and then start laying the eggs. That will probably be towards the latter part of May. So they still have time for that. But right now, I don't think we should worry too much about insects.
Okay, Mohammed, last thing for you today that I have, and that would be with the early planting season. Will that push harvest up quite a bit, or are you forecasting a fairly normal growing season at this point?
Well, if the growing season continues with, you know, timely rains every week, and we don't have too much wind to reduce our population, that will probably mean a bumper crop if all goes well. If you have a bumper crop, that's when we start harvesting a little bit earlier than normal, just to make sure we can kind of start getting the weeds out early.